The central part of the mission was the Royal Society's intent to be a part of the huge international interest in the transit of Venus in July of 1769. This would be the last time in the lives of the people who were alive then to witness this solar event. The importance of it is that the transit of Venus, that is the point at which Venus crosses in front of the sun, is the only way anybody knew at the time to get a measurement for the distance from the Earth to the sun, and therefore the size of the solar system. People had imagined it before. The last transit of Venus was 8 years earlier. They come in pairs, a pair in 8 years, and then a huge gap, 150, whatever it is. That's what I mean, that 1769 would have been the last time for the people alive then to see the transit of Venus. And it turned out that they knew that the best place to see it would have been in the southern latitudes. And two important expeditions had just returned from the Pacific Ocean. And in one of them, an island which was called King George's Island, but turns out to now called Tahiti, seemed to be just in the right place with pretty good weather. I mean, you want a clear sky for the transit of Venus. So the Royal Society decided that they already knew when the transit would take place. And so they petitioned the Admiralty to put together a ship to send a team, which would be the captain and an astronomer, to take measurements. And meanwhile, measurements would be taken all over the world, and then these would be collated after the voyage taking place in order to work out this distance. But that was the key element involved. The Admiralty, however, had another idea, which was not inconsistent with the transit of Venus, but in addition to, which is the secret orders that Cook had. And the secret orders were to find, either to find or to prove the absence of a great southern continent. Because the belief at the time was that the Earth was symmetrical, that it had a huge chunk of land in the north and had to be balanced by a huge chunk of land in the south. And the Wallace expedition that discovered Tahiti said that they could see over the horizon a huge landmass. So that was the beginnings of a possibility. And that was in Cook's secret orders, that he couldn't open up until he got to Tahiti.